Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. Alec, you're very welcome to Sunday Sports. Well, look, if you're a Derry supporter, you're a little bit happier than you were this time last week. A big victory for City of Derry. They beat Brough at home 27-19. Magnificent performance by them.
Yes, and it means that despite what happens in Tullamore next weekend, the guys can go down, play their hearts out and have a wee bit of a celebration coming home in the bus, because there's no way that they will find themselves in the bottom two. I should explain to your listeners that the bottom side automatically goes down, and the team that finishes ninth, they would play the runners-up of the round robin, which is the winners of all the junior provincial teams. At this moment in time, it could be Enstonians, it could be Enniscorthy, it could be Clonmel, don't really know. But from Derry's point of view, they'll not have to worry about those sort of things. And certainly a great performance yesterday, 14-12 at half-time. Derry, young Thomas Cole, he got an early try converted. Brough came back then with a Kieran Tracy try, and Kev McManus converted. The Munster men had another try, and then Derry had their second try through Hooker Ferguson. So it's 14-12 and half time, and certainly everything going for it. First 10 minutes of the second half, the Brough men came out pretty strongly. Derry had a player taken off with a yellow card for a high tackle, and then Jack O'Grady, their centre, he extended the lead to 19-12. At that stage, you know, there was still a losing bonus point for Derry, but a lot to play for. But, I mean, they then had a penalty, and thankfully they didn't decide to kick the corner. It was a reasonably easy kick from about 25 metres, and young Alec McDonald there out half converted, 19-15, and that proved very decisive at one stage. And then on 66 minutes, Derry with a super move out to the left, and young Cole, he got his base of scores, 20-19, but still a lot to play for. And certainly, 4 minutes to go, Brough threw a long pass, a high pass, and young Rory McGinty, 18 years of age, wee Letterkenny scrum half, he jumped, caught the ball, there was nobody in sight, and I tell you, he went off as if there was nothing else in front of him. And certainly the pace of him going over, he touched down the post, and I think he did two somersaults after it. That was converted, 27-19, and the Derry crowd, players, supporters, everybody were ecstatic, because they knew that was a big one, because they'd heard a few results that came in from other places. I mean, Bangor were beaten by Thomond, and Bangor, who won 4 games in a row at the start of the season, they're in real difficulties. And certainly the way things go now, if you look at the league table, it's a lot different than it was. And I just noted down here that you've heard me talking to you, and I'm sure the listeners maybe are fed up me talking about these bonus points, try bonus points and losing bonus points. But I just jotted down, and two of the last Derry games, they got a late try against Oma, which gave them a losing bonus point. And against Malahide, who are the form team, Malahide maybe took the foot off the pedal, doesn't really matter. Derry got 2 late scores, and that was 4 tries, and that was another point. So those two, had Derry not got those 2 points, they would still have been going to Tullamore worrying about what was going to happen. So as I say, Parik, every point is very vital, and you know, at the end of the day, but tremendous for them. Oma, they went down to Malahide, who are the form side at the moment. At one stage, they were 31-0 down, but they came back to get a try bonus point, losing out by 38 points to 24. And if they beat Ballina next week, they could still go into the playoffs. Also, Rennie had a brilliant result down in Dublin at the Aviva, beating Wanderers by 49 points to 3, and they're now into a playoff position against Greystones. So, you know, all the 3 teams in the North West, yesterday, a very successful day, and thankfully, they're all still playing senior rugby next year.
Well, that is just fantastic. And, well, we can look back on the performances of a number of those teams throughout the year, but look, they won't care about that, Alec. They've secured that. And, well, look, as we turn our attention yesterday, more locally, Strabane in Rugby Championship 3 took on Hollywood, and their thirds as well took on, in the Rugby Regional West, took on Cookstown.
Yes, Strabane won by 17 points to 12. That result, Parik, the Rugby Regional West, I could not get that on the Ulster website. Now, whether it was played or not, you may have a score. I didn't get it, but I would just like to congratulate Monaghan, who I've talked about quite a bit. They're a useful side. They put out 2 teams consistently every Saturday. They were up at the Kingspan Stadium yesterday. What a great day for those 20 players from Monaghan, and I'm sure there was a few busloads of supporters as well, playing in the final of the Gordon West Cup, which is it's really, you know, a very prestigious cup, and that one, it ranks with the Towns Cup and the Junior Cup. And I mean, they beat Donoghue D, who were the favourites, certainly got into that game by 24 points to 18. So I would have thought at the Kingspan on the way home and in Monaghan last night, there was a few celebrations.
We turn our attention now to the Rugby Pro 14. Disappointment for Ulster and a victory for Munster on Friday night there, Alec.
Yeah, Munster just too strong for Cardiff, you know, who got a few scores in the first half. But second half-wise, it didn't really matter. You mentioned there Ulster. They took the lead by seven, you know, scoring a try through Rob Heron. But then they were well conclusively beaten by 30 points to 7. As it turned out, probably the other results didn't go too badly for them in a sense, but they have to beat Edinburgh next week. If they beat Edinburgh next week, there's a possibility they will certainly finish second. They probably make it a third position, but if they finish second, at least they would have home advantage in the playoffs. Benetton against what was, you know, a young Leinster team with a few old high heads. I watched that game. Tremendous match. 27-0 was the final score. Benetton coming back in the final moments to snatch a converted try, and that was a great result for them. And then the Zebre-Connacht game, a very tight one out in Italy. Two penalties saw Connacht through by 6 points to 5. But still two games to go in that thing. I just in the Pro 14, I just noted down here, Munster second and Connacht third in conference. A. Conference B, I mean, Leinster are clear favourites. Ulster are in second position, but there's Ulster, Benetton, possibly the Scarlets, but they seem to be out of it. But if Ulster can beat Edinburgh next week, then that would make it a lot easier for the final showdown up at the Kingspan against Leinster. But at this moment in time, they have a lot to play for. But certainly, I think it was a bit of a hangover from that great performance against Leinster last week. But nevertheless, the Ulster supporters will be disappointed. But a lot of rugby still to be played. But on the local level, Porrick, it was a great Saturday for all the clubs here. And certainly, it'll be great again next year to have the local derby between Oman and City of Derry on a couple of occasions.